Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to work on our fourth activity for May, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Okay, find your pencil because we're going to get started. I'm going to write my name at the top. You write your name at the top. Do your best printing for me, and I will too. And then go ahead and put down your pencil because you know we're going to color first. All right, here's what we're going to start with. Ready? I want you to look for this in your picture. K-A-P. Yep, cap. Do you see it on the boy? I want you to pick two colors for me. Pick a blue and pick a red and color his hat blue and red. You decide how you want it to look, but I want you to use two colors, okay? Cap. Can you tell me the sounds in cap while you're coloring? I did it for you. You do it for me. Yep, it has three sounds. K, a, p, cap. And if we took the k away in cap and changed it to oh, we'd have lap. And if we took the l and lap away and changed it to r, we'd have rap. My name is Mrs. Ultimate. Oh, I can't rap. All right, ready? Put on all your crayons. Now I want you to look for this in your picture. F-O-A-G. I'll do it one more time. F-O-A-G. Flag. Do you see the flag on the girl's bicycle? Okay, let's color the pole of the flag, the long, skinny pole. Let's color that black. If you don't have a black crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. So color the pole black. All right, and then there's a sun on the flag, so color the sun. Let's do yellow. And then let's color the flag itself blue. Go around the sun. So flag, if we take away full and flag and change it to t, what do we have? Yes, we have tag. And if we change t to b, what do we have? Bag, flag, bag, tag. They are all in the same word family. All right, ready? I want you to color. All right, let's think about this. Do you see the boy next to his bike? He's pointing. I think he's pointing at the girl without her helmet on. Mm-hmm. All right, his bike. I want you to color the tires of his bike, the outside part tires of his bike. Let's color those orange. Okay, we're on the boy's bike. He's not riding it. It's sitting next to him. And we're doing the outside tires on his bike orange. Not that center circle part. Just the outside. Color both of his tires orange. What is the beginning sound in tire? T-t-t. Yep, T. Does tire belong in the same word family as flag? No. No, flag and tag and bag and rag do not belong in the same word family as tire. What about hire? Does that belong? Yes, because they rhyme and they end the same. Okay, now, do you see the girls' bikes? I want you to color their tires, both girls, both bikes, color both of their tires green. Okay, just like we did the orange tires, but on this one, we're doing green for both girls, both tires. Not that inside circle, just the outside green tire. Tire, higher. Can you think of another one? I don't like this word because I want everyone to be honest, but what if we took away the t in tire and changed it to l? Yeah, liar, but don't be a liar. Don't be a liar. It's actually spelled differently too, but it does belong in the same word family because it sounds the same. At the end, it has that same chunk, word chunk. Okay, so you have green tires, and then we have orange tires. We're going to make an addition sentence with that. Put down all your crayons. How many orange tires do we have? One, two. How many green tires do we have? One, two, three, four. So our sentence, our number sentence would be 2 plus 4 equals how many? Let's count all the tires. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So 2 plus 4 equals 6. All right, now go back to those orange tires, okay? The tire in front on the boy's bike. Everybody find it? The tire in front on the boy's bike. Do the circle in front on the tire, the inside circle on the front tire, make it blue. Just the front tire, that's it. Just one little circle on the inside of that tire is blue. Put your blue crayon down. And now on the back wheel of the boy's bike, make the inside part yellow. Make the inside part yellow. So he's going to have a blue circle on the front tire and a yellow circle on the back tire. Got it? Okay, and then color the girl's inside tires yellow like the boy's back tire. All the circles on the girl's tire on the inside, color all of them yellow. Okay, go ahead and put down your yellow crayon. Now here's why we did this. We're going to make another addition sentence. Okay, how many blue circles did we color? One. How many yellows did we color? Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So our new number sentence would be 1 blue circle plus 5 yellow circles equals, count them up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's another way to make 6. 2 plus 4 makes 6. 1 plus 5 makes 6. All right, look, let's look for something else. Ready? Dog. Dog. Yeah, dog. Let's color the dog brown. You know me. If you know me at all, I love dogs. Color the dog brown. Color neatly. Dog. Does dog belong in the flag, ag word family? No, it belongs in the og word family. Dog. Take away the d and change it to l. Yep, log. All right, put down your brown crayon in 3, 2, 1. Thank you. All right, ready? I want you to look for this. House. House. Yeah, house. Do you see the dog house? Let's color it red. Color the dog house red. Will house belong in the ag family like flag and tag? Nope, it's its own word family. It ends with ouse. House, what about mouse? No, thank you. No, thank you, but it does belong in the ouse word family. House and mouse. And then we could do a nonsense word. What about touse? Taps. Okay. You got there. Now, should I sing for you? Let me sing. The dog is in the house, not with the mouse, and louse is pretending to buddy. Put down your red crayon in 3, 2, 1. All right, ready? We need to color those helmets because they need to be wearing them to ride their bikes, right? Do you see the girl's helmet back by the fence? She needs to go get it. All right, let's color it 2 colors. Let's color it purple and green. You decide how you want it to look, but make one, the helmet by the fence, purple and green. What's the beginning sound in helmet? Yep, H. Helmet begins with H. What's the ending sound in helmet? Ends with T. Helmet. We're making a green and purple helmet. Okay, put down your crayons and let's color the boy's helmet. You know what? Let's have it match his bike. So find your orange crayon and a blue crayon and color that helmet orange and blue. You get to do it how you want to make it, but make it orange and blue. We'll match the tires on his bike, except for the yellow part. But that's okay. He'll be all right with that. It's very important to wear your helmet when you're riding your bike. Okay. Take two more seconds. Two. One. Put down all of your crayons where you start looking for this for me. Ready? It begins with B. 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 Ask it. B. Ask it. Basket. You see it on the front of the bike of the girl who's not wearing her helmet. Okay, can you color those flowers for me? Let's color those flowers yellow. Color those flowers yellow. How many flowers are there? Yep, three. And then color the rest of it, the basket part, green. We'll have it match her bike too. Bike and basket begin the same way. What do they begin with? B, b. They begin the same way. Good. Put down all your crayons. Now, the girl that's not wearing a helmet, let's color her hair brown. Color her hair brown. Brown, bike, and basket all begin with the letter B. Okay, she has some bows. Go around her bows. See her bows? Does bow begin the same way as bike and basket and brown? Yes, it does. Go around her bow. That just happened all on its own. I didn't even plan that. Oh, okay, color her bows blue. Color her bows blue. If you accidentally colored some of it brown because, you know, it's little, that's okay. Just color blue on top. Don't stress about it. Just color blue on top. Okay. Do you see the helmet? We have one more helmet to color. The one that the girl is wearing. Thank goodness she's wearing a helmet, right? Okay, good. Let's color her helmet orange. And no, not orange because the boy's helmet is orange. Let's do blue and pink. Color her helmet blue and pink. You decide how you want it to look. You get to make the decision here. Just needs to be blue and pink. Okay. She needed her helmet colored. All right. Take two more seconds. Two. And one. All right, find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of work at the bottom of our page. We're going to work on the ag word family. Do you see the flag with some letters next to it? Okay, I wrote some of the letters for you. So we need to put the beginning missing sound. What do you hear at the beginning of flag? Yes, the letter F. Write the letter F. So I put an L there for you, but it's the ag family that we're looking for. See the A and the G? Will you circle the A and the G for me? Flag. Scoot over. Do you see the A and the G on the next line next to, what is that? That's a tag. What's the missing beginning sound for tag? T. See the A and the G? Will you circle the A and the G? That's our word family, ag and ag. And scoot over. Now what are we going to have in our ag family? Bag. Let's write three sounds, three letters. B, b, a, a, g, g. So you should have B, A, G. Circle A, G, and bag. So they all belong in the same word family, ag. Flag, tag, bag. Okay, scoot down to the sentence. I see a dog. Love dogs. So I know I have that picture clue. And I see the sentence begins with the letter I. So I know it's going to be me telling you something. So will you point to the words, please, while I read it? I have a little dog. Okay, you read it to me now. Point to the words. Yep. Let's do it together. Ready? I have a little dog. Do you see the circle after the letter G in dog? Trace that circle for me. We need to put a period inside that circle. Will you please put a period inside that circle? And then go back to the beginning of our sentence. Do you see those two little lines under the letter I? Trace them with your pencil for me. That's there to tell us to do what? We need to make that little lowercase I a what? Yes, a capital I. We start all of our sentences with capitals. So we're going to copy this sentence on the line. So go right underneath that I and make a capital I. Cross the top of it and the bottom of it. Finger space, we're going to write have. H, A, you can copy the word. It's right above. V, E, finger space, A, finger space. What's that word? Little. L, I, T, T, L, E. I'm just copying it from right above. Are you writing neatly? I hope you're writing neatly. Finger space, what's the last word in our sentence? Dog. D, O, G. And don't forget, we're going to put our period after the letter G because it's a telling sentence. Okay, scoot down. We're going to do a little bit of math. Do you see that number sentence? It says 3 plus 5. We're going to use the number line at the very bottom. See that line with all the numbers? We're going to use that number line to solve 3 plus 5. So if you look at 3 plus 5, the first number is 3. So I circled the 3 on the number line. Trace that for me. Trace that circle. And then the next number, 3 plus 5. So we're going to make 5 hops. Trace the hops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What did I land on? What number is that on the number line? It's an 8. Will you put a box around the number 8? That's our answer. 3 plus 5 is 8. So come back to where it says 3 plus 5 and write equals 8 on the line. Scoot over. We can also count our fingers if we need to. So let's count these fingers. There's 5 on this hand. How many on this hand? 2. So it's a different problem. This one's 5 and 2. So let's count the fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Write 7 on the line, 7 in all. And then scoot over. We're going to write the number sentence for those fingers. So how many fingers are held up on the first hand? 5. Write it down on the line. Plus, how many are on the next hand? 2. And then how many were they in all? 5 plus 2 equals 7. Write a 7. So you should have 5 plus 2 equals 7 in the last box at the bottom. And we're done. That's because you rock and I roll. And together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.